Sunday Satsang, April 12, 2020. I want to ask you a question about symbolism in Gaudiya Vaishnavas and the Raghunuga path. It seems difficult to make sense of Shastra and even Radha and Krishna without a symbolic interpretation. Would you say that I'm wrong in my approach? The way to understand Radha and Krishna's Leelas or Rag Marg or Gaudiya Vaishnavism is through the Six Goswami's teachings. And there are some people, there's sometimes where the Acharyas give some symbolism and we repeat that, we accept that symbolism. But we don't imagine our own symbolism or draw our own symbolism. Like some professors or some philosophy doctors of philosophy, they said, oh, the five Pandavas represent the five senses, the Kurukshetra is the human body, and it's all, they think, symbolic. But that's a mundane interpretation. It's not approved by our Acharyas, and it's not a fact either. The Shastras are basically fairly clear, but when they're not clear or some explanation is needed, the great Acharyas in our line, Six Goswamis, Jiva, Jiva Goswami, Snan Goswami, Vishwanath, etc., they give us the idea. Like, for example, in the birth pastime of Krishna and Mathura, Devaki Nandan, Devaki, it says that Devaki gave birth to six sons, and the seventh was a miscarriage, and the eighth was transferred. Krishna is the eighth one. Seventh one is Balaram. But the six is the Vishnu, it says in the Tika, as Acharyas say, the six children that were born from Devaki, Vishnu says they represent Kamkro, Lo, Moha, Matsarya. And these, one has to become free from these anarthas, these contaminations, lust, anger, greed. Kam, Krodh, Lo, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. There's six. The six sons represent these. So when these things are purged from our mind and consciousness, then we have Vishuddha Chit. We have pure consciousness. And Vishuddha Chit means a pure consciousness which is suitable for the Lord to appear. So the Lord appears by his existence potency. So Balaram is the existence potency, Sandini. So when we get free from lust, anger, greed, envy, madness, lust, anger, greed, kamkro, lobha, moha, mada, madness and all these things, then Balaram will manifest the Sandini Shakti, the Brajadhamma, the Dhamma Vrindavan will manifest in our heart, and then Krishna will manifest in Radharani all the pastimes. So that's some symbolic meaning, so we can repeat that, but we don't create our own. So I say that we have to accept it. Jiva Goswami says Shastras are inconceivable. We have to accept the Achintya Shakti of the Lord, that everything is going on by Yoga Maya and the inconceivable power of the Lord. And we shouldn't be too smart. We should just be humble and accept it. Shastras say it. These are our scriptures. They're holy scriptures. They're true, we believe them, we follow them. Because you mentioned about, for me to understand Rag Marg and Gaudiya Vaishnavism without a symbolic, they don't need so much symbolic. Where the Acharyas give some symbolism, we'll accept it. Otherwise, just follow the teaching as they are. It's pretty clear, here in China, remember Krishna. It's not so difficult, not so complicated. Righty, righty.